New tracks, new teams, and a new champ. The 2021 NASCAR season starts in just 10 days with the Great American Race, the Daytona 500, February 14th, only on Fox. Right around the corner, race season. But first, how about this? All projected starters on the Chiefs and Buccaneers rosters were ranked heading into the Super Bowl, and Casey took four of the top five spots with Mahomes at one and Brady the only Buck at number two. The top 10, however, was a 5-5 split, and the Buccaneers also grabbed 10 of the top 15 spots. Former Chiefs cornerback Orlando Scandrick is now with us. So, Orlando, do you agree with these rankings?
I don't believe in Pro Football Focus at all. I believe that it's about five or six people sitting in the basement that never played football, that watched the film, and they just blame things on Skip. You can make them faces all you want. You can't tell me who's grading these players. They sitting in their little underwear. Okay, you closest to it. It was your fault. Okay, you didn't make that block. That was your guy. These guys don't sit in meetings. They don't know what the assignments are. They don't know what these players are being coached to do. I got to tip my cap to Chris Collinsworth. You know, he's doing his thing with Pro Football Focus, but I don't believe in analytics. They have no place in football. Look at analytics in basketball. He's getting D'Antoni fired every year. The Nets can't guard nobody. So in football, when you look at it, I just don't believe in it. But, you know, some things are clear-cut and obvious, which is Tom Brady, hell of a player. Patrick Mahomes do his thing week in and week out. But as far as an analytics standpoint about everything in the game and ranking players in the top 10 and the top, no, I don't believe in it.
Okay, so Orlando Scandrick, you played for Kansas City a couple of years back, but you know this roster pretty well. Who's got the better team, Tampa or your former team, the Chiefs? Which team's more loaded?
I mean, the Chiefs got a hell of a roster, but so does Tampa. I think the Chiefs are a little bit younger. But Tampa's got a hell of a roster. They got two good rushers. When you look at it from that standpoint, I think they got a hell of an offensive line. The quarterback is old and young. The tight end from the Chiefs is better. But when you look at the combination of tight ends, you know, Tampa's got experience. And I don't look at this paper champion thing. And Skip, we can go back to Pro Football Focus. 1 year, I think I was ranked in the top six or seven. And I don't think I was a top six or seven corner in the NFL at any time in my career.
Really? Really? Maybe that was your problem.
Well, no, maybe I should have made the Pro Bowl if I was top six or seven.
Okay.
They should have used that and made the Pro Bowl. I should have took that thing into Mr. Jones' office and said, hey,
well,
I'm top
you could
six
have.
Or seven.
Oh,
line my salary up.
I don't put a whole lot of stock in Pro Football Focus. It is what it is. But I'm a firm believer in this. If you look at roster, player for player, top to bottom, I believe the Bucs are more talented than the Chiefs. The Chiefs has more star power. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at Travis Kelce, you look at Tyreek Hill, they have more star power, especially on the offensive side. But if you look at it player for player, offense, defense, special teams, it's hard for me to see the Chiefs having more talent. When you look at that defense in its totality, as you mentioned, when you look at the Bucs' offense and their offensive line and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and A.B. and Scotty Miller, although they don't have the big, not the names and the explosiveness of a Tyreek, top to bottom, the Bucs are the better football team. And Patrick Mahomes is going to have to be on his game in order to win this, especially being without three of his starting offensive linemen and two of the most important, a right and left tackle going up against Shaq Barrett and JPP. So for me, I think it's a no-brainer. I didn't need Pro Football Focus to tell me what I can see. And what I know is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, top to bottom, are a better team roster-wise than the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know, but just for the record, what you saw 4 years ago was Tom Brady was washed up. He should go home years ago.
And that's why he went to a team, because he can no longer drag guys to the top. He needed guys help drag his butt to the top. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, Skip. What he tried to do, they're the Buccaneers, one of the most talented rosters. That's why he went there. There's a reason why a raccoon would take stock in the attic, because it's cozy, it's warm. He ain't going to be out there in the woods if you got a nice warm attic for it. Tom Brady took his butt down to Tampa because he can no longer drag what he had in New England to the Super Bowl.
Now it's come to this. We've reached the depth of this discussion. You're comparing Tom Brady to a raccoon.
I'm comparing Tom Brady going to a comfortable, cozy situation. That's what I compare.
Raccoon's pretty smart, Skip.
What's that?
Yeah, raccoon's pretty smart. They're kind of goated, too, you know? They know when trash day is. They come back. They know exactly where to go.
They wash their food out. They wash their food.
Hey, raccoons are nasty.
Don't do that.
Well, they are.
I'm gonna get one as a pet.
As a pet?
Yep.
They're vicious.
They're not vicious.
Raccoons are vicious. Trust me.
I understand, Skip. I'm talking about, I'm gonna raise one from a baby.
No. Huh.
I once had a dog that got into it with a raccoon, and
my dog lost.
We were on the way to the vet. That's where we were.
Yeah, you, especially the kind of dog you had. You got to have a different type of dog to deal with a raccoon.
Oh, okay. So here's what I see. I see that the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday evening at Tampa will have the three best offensive players on the field, according to Shannon Sharp. Is that not true? Because are Kansas City
three of the top four?
Okay. Two receivers are better than any of Brady's two receivers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The two best receivers on the field will be Tyreek and Kelce, except I rank them Kelce and Tyreek.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're saying Mahomes is way better than Tom Brady, right?
I'm saying he's better than, yes.
Okay. So it should be big advantage Chiefs, because they even have the first defender on the list in Chris Jones. I can't remember. Orlando, did you get to know Chris Jones? I'm sure you watched him fairly.
I know Chris very well.
Okay.
Very well.
So
hard worker.
Would you call him a game wrecker? I mean, is he virtually unblockable?
I'll call him a game wrecker, and I would call Frank Clark a game wrecker. Big time player, always shows up in big games. But Skip, you trying to paint this narrative, and I love the way you're going, because I have to.
You see it too, huh?
What narrative?
I'm gonna recant my pick, and I'm gonna go with Tampa close, because I just don't think that. Skip, relax. Let me get there. The Chiefs playing with a third and fourth left tackle.
Okay.
And, you know, Shaq Barrett and JPP are, you know, they're getting better by the week. They're playing on a different level. Obviously, both of them has been there before. Both of them are Super Bowl champs. I just think that Mahomes will have a hard time getting comfortable. I look to see Andy dial up a lot of screens and, you know, a lot of smoke and mirrors to kind of slow him down. But I think it's going to be hard, you know, to block those guys for 60 minutes. And I don't look for Tom to have four turnovers or three turnovers, what it was again. And Tampa's doing a hell of a job getting turnovers. And I look for the GOAT to get number seven.
Okay.
And Tampa to win close.
So you're saying that the washed up old man at age 43 is still good enough to beat Patrick Mahomes and win a Super Bowl?
I think it's a supporting cast. I think as long as Tom doesn't lose it, and he has shown that he doesn't lose it in big games, as long as he doesn't lose it and as long as he's Tom, you know, yeah, I look for him. But if you look at his last Super Bowl victory against the Rams, he kind of struggled 3.5 quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, he made some huge throws.
He did? So how nervous is Shannon Sharp getting at this moment?
But Sharp don't care, man. He going to roll with it, and he going to take whatever comes with it.
I told Skip. I said, Skip, I don't feel as comfortable as I once did because Eric Fisher's out, Mitchell Schwartz is out. You're taking your right tackle, moving him to left tackle. You're taking your left guard, moving him to right tackle. And now you got to implement somebody in because you'd already played without your right guard who opted out because of COVID. So now you lose those guys. We saw what JPP and Shaq Barrett did to Aaron Rodgers when they had backup tackles in. So, yes, it makes the job a lot more difficult. And the defense, the Bucs defense, is playing well. The question that I have, can they hold up, as you mentioned, can they hold up long enough? Can they give Patrick Mahomes an opportunity to push the ball down the field? I'm a firm believer, and I've said this. I believe if the Bucs win this game, JPP or Shaq Barrett will be your MVP. Because if they're not the MVP, they're not winning this ball game. It's as simple as that. Mm. If they're not your MVP, and Shaq Barrett would have been the MVP if that was the Super Bowl last week against Aaron Rodgers with those three sacks. He would have been the MVP. If they're not one of those guys, isn't the MVP, Tampa isn't winning this game.
Mm. Okay. So in the biggest picture, just for the record, I'm going to cancel out the excuse you're trying to build to make.
What?
I've lost my offensive line. Do you realize it's highly possible that Tampa will be without both its starting safeties as they were the whole second half at Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers? It sounds like Antoine Winfield Jr. is iffy at best, and it sounds like Jordan Whitehead's just not going to be able to play.
Oh, which goes more to winning, a left tackle, a right tackle, or two safeties?
A left tackle and a right tackle. And I think when you ask, Patrick is the best I've ever seen at making second reaction plays. But when you're going to ask somebody to make second reaction plays for 60 minutes, it's going to be tough.
Mm,
yeah. And if I look at, when I put this thing in totality, I look at last year's Super Bowl, which was KC versus San Francisco. I think Tampa Bay's defense is every bit as good as San Francisco's. But when you look at Tampa Bay's offense, you know, you put it Jimmy G or Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is better. I mean, yesterday, tomorrow, the next day, last week, last month. And I think that Bruce Arians will not do what Shanahan has done in multiple Super Bowls, which is they just have to run the ball in the second half. And I think, you know, I went against Tom for a lot of time this Super Bowl, in the Super Bowl. I went against Tom for a lot of time this playoffs, and, you know, I have my foot in my mouth, and this time I'm just going to ride with him.
Thank you. See, hey, somebody finally saw the light.
Hey, they might have to run it. I mean, the weather might be a little inclement, Skip. So
it's possible it will be inclement. We're still a ways away, but it's possible it's going to be 75% chance of rain or thunderstorms during the game.
Well, hey, you know how Florida gets southeast.
Florida's thunderstorm one of those weird places where you never know, right? And it pops up immediately.
I got to make one last quick point. Okay. The last time we saw Mahomes and Tyreek on this field, Tyreek had 203 receiving yards in the first quarter. And you still don't think that's enough firepower?
Yeah, Skip. Yeah. But he had Eric Fisher.
Oh.
He had his left tackle. He had his line intact. Yeah.
I'm sure they're deep. I don't want to hear these excuses.
People normally keep like great left tackles just sitting on the pine just for a rainy day.
Just available.
Yeah, especially the fourth tackle.
Yeah,
he's normally the best one, I guess.
Orlando, I appreciate your choice in sticking with Tom Brady. I feel like that's the right way to go. And Skip definitely agrees. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll check in with you very soon. No mercy.